Every Tuesday, we check in with our friend Demetrius Ivory, chief meteorologist at WGN-TV. How are you today, D?
Wonderful. I agree with you. Look, between 55 and 75, we're good. No complaints.
Yeah, yeah. And you're a runner, right?
Yes, ran today.
So this is probably a little warm for you. That's why you prefer 55?
Well, 55 is fine. 55 is fine to run. I'll run up until 20 degrees. I can't run anything colder than that because your nostrils freeze. But, yeah, you know, 75 and to 55, like 55 when you're running, that's really good because as you get, you know, warm or whatever. But, you know, I can run when it's hot or cold, which is unusual.
Are we going to see 90 again soon?
Well, that's the bet with me and Bill Snyder. I got a chance. Our computer models are showing upper 80s for Friday and Saturday. Upper 80s. And we're going to be warmer than normal all week. So, you know, in terms of, you know, temperatures this week, today, probably the coolest day until maybe, you know, Sunday or Monday. And, you know, so we're going to be warm. Yeah. So we, you know, we, this isn't, you know, Indian summer or anything because it's still summer. it's just summer's back.
Every day that you're on is the coolest day, Demetrius.
I tried to tell Micah. I said, you know, she was leaning towards me, and I said, hey, don't get too close to a star. You might burn yourself. But at the same time, if I'm on, I'm as cool as the other side of the pillow. So, you know.
And then she goes, bye-bye.
Wait, can I write that down? I'm as cool as the other side of the pillow.
I didn't make that up. I don't know. It might have been Snoop Dogg for all I know.
I like it because it's the truth. I can't tell you. There are many times and many nights where I'm like, oh, I got to flip the pillow over. What it is.
Yes.
So what is the hardest season to forecast as a meteorologist?
Oh, that's a great question. So it all depends on where you are. And I have a theory that when you move somewhere, because, you know, as meteorologists or people on TV, we have to move to different areas. But we didn't learn in school. You know, I went to Ohio State. So it was more Eastern United States type of stuff that was based on the Atlantic and things like that. You know, if you put me in Seattle, It takes four seasons for you to really get a grasp on what's going on. And that's what happened with Chicago. There was a time I moved here in August and I would forecast sunny days and I lived in the Loop and every day I drive to the Loop and it was cloudy. And I'm, what's going on here? Marine layer. It took me a while to figure that out. I was just, you know, so I think the hardest season to forecast, spring would be tough, but our spring is kind of weird now where it's now winter, it's sprinter. It's winter, then it's almost summer, you know. It's a little weird like that. I would say the hardest one is probably winter, end of fall, winter, where you could still be looking at rain, ice, or snow. That's when it gets tough.
Which one do you just phone in?
I phone in droughts, quite honestly. There's nothing to talk about. Can you imagine that? I mean, we'll go on and they'll be like, well, there's a heat wave. And I'm like, well, it's still hot, you know, then six days later, it's still hot. But I don't know. There's no real challenging weather that I really have trouble with forecasting. I have trouble feeling the time if there's really just no rain and we're just talking about temperatures and saying city names. Some people are so good at that. So I look bored when I do that on air. You know, I just can't. It's just hard for me.
And that's so funny because somebody sent in a text like 2 minutes before you even let that out of your mouth. And they said, Demetrius, when the weather gets like this, what are y'all doing in the weather center? It must be boring in there.
well, we have a new show. It's called The Forecasters. Bill Snyder and I, all of us, the whole weather team kind of.
Ben Bradley, too, right?
Ben Bradley won our forecast challenge. Please, all of your listeners, WGNTV.com/theforecasters or on my Facebook, anywhere. We need people. We have a forecast contest. Ben Bradley, you know, I'm just walking past his office and said, hey, you want to get in this? And he pulls up some Apple weather thing and he won. He won the first week. And in order to, you know, when he accepted, you know, which I didn't know we were giving out accolades for winning, he also brought a resume tape of him doing the weather somewhere. You know, and there's him talking about people going, he's talking about people going shopping. And if you want to go out with a Bo Echo standing, you know, right behind him and people probably running into their basements. So we just need someone with a little bit of credibility and humility to just knock this guy off his rocker.
Did he show that tape? I missed that. Did you show any of that on air?
We did show the tape. We showed it on the Forecasters. Now, the Forecasters plays on WGN TV Plus, which you have to download the app or watch it from the web. We've been doing it for about 3 or 4 weeks now, and, you know, it is... it's very fun. It's Bill and I, so it's irreverent. We will be definitely cut off or suspended for something we say very soon.
That'll get you out of one last thing you have to do for WGN TV Plus.
That's true. But we explain how we come up with the forecast. We explain, like tonight, how we come up with the overnight low, what numbers we're looking at, what are the challenges. Tonight we have to explain that we thought there may be a chance for rain. We put it in there just to kind of CYA, and now it looks like we have to backpedal that one. No, I think you're supposed to say update. Oh, we have to update that one. You know, that's like corporate talk for corporate talk for we screwed up. Like, yeah, so we have to update. We're going to update that forecast for tonight.
All right. Demetrius Ivory with us, chief meteorologist, WGN-TV. We'll continue our conversation next. Demetrius Ivory is the chief meteorologist. Did you see him with his shirt off again on social media?
Yes, you know, why, it's one of those things where you don't know what you need in life, you don't know what this world needs, until you see Tom Skilling walking on a beach with no shirt on. It's like, you didn't know that this would make you happy or make you smile today. I love that guy, and I absolutely love that he's just like, you know what, I'm going to walk off the beach and I'm going to let the guns out, you know?
Yeah,
I
mean, yeah.
You know, it's just so...
At age 72. He's 72, yeah. And he's like, I don't give a damn anymore.
The dude looks, and you know what? And I'm sure, you know, he's walking now. I've been to that beach before. It's very well attended. Oh, I'm sure he's getting some looks, you know? It's one of those things where when the husband turns around, the wife picks up the phone and takes a little snap at it. You know, the ripped gentleman. I love it.
Yeah, me too. I for a long time thought you were the only one bold enough to post a shirtless picture on social media, but then Tom Skilling retired and he's like, I'll show Demetrius Ivory who's who.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think he was first, though. I think he did it first, and that's what gave me the strength to do it.
You know, if Ben Bradley had any guts at all.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's one around of him somewhere. You know, but here's the thing though. See, when I post a picture, I got to go to the gym, you know, 6 weeks ahead before. No, Tom just gets up and just turns on the camera and it goes viral, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm like sucking in my gut and still only three people like it, you know?
So,
next, Bertrand.
You're saying for the weather, we will probably see something in the high 80s, possibly 90 over the course of the weekend. And then is that it, or will we see these periodic warm spells throughout the remainder of the fall? Because I feel like it arrived pretty fast and furious, and we got into those 70s, and we've kind of stayed there.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be up and down. And don't forget, we have been through a number of seasons now where Decembers have been warmer than normal. I think it'll be a lot like before, like last couple of years. I think this is the new normal. I think that, you know, yes, we did have a cold spell, but part of the reason why, well, not cold, a cool spell, but part of the reason why it's so cool here is because it's warm out west. So basically that warm air presses into portions of Western United States and Western Canada and dislodges the cool air and brings it down here. So this is not a pattern. This is not a permanent pattern shift or anything like that. Upper 80s is probably a closer bet than 90, but I have the bet and I'm just wish casting. I'm hoping. I just bought Bill Denner last week. I can't lose this month. I do think that we're going to have probably a normal October, if not warmer than normal October and November. I don't think these 70s and 80s are gone at all.
You know, my husband, the dancing farmer, he farms in Western Illinois, and they started shelling corn today, meaning the combines are out and they're bringing the harvest in.
And do they need 4 days of, is it, it's not like hay, well, you need 4 days of dry weather, right? I mean, it doesn't matter, right? Or does
well, if it rains, then they're delayed by 2 to 3 days before they can get back in the fields, usually based on the weight of the combine and how muddy it is.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, it looks good. Looks good right now.
Yeah, it really does. Okay, Demetrius, another question. How much does a cloud weigh? I heard it could weigh up to 1,000,000 pounds. I'm just curious. Thank you. I'm not sure any of us have ever thought, wow, that cloud might fall down on me. But
that is a very good question. And I'm going to just try to just use the science to describe it. Well, first off, here, like on the ground, it weighs nothing. Because if the cloud's up, if it's suspended up in the air, then it's much lighter. It's buoyant. It's much lighter than the air on the surface. You know, the column of air above you, I think it weighs about 10 pounds total. And that's just a column of air above us. So I would say if it's suspended in the sky, it weighs nothing here on the ground. However, if you were to take that cloud and move it up to a higher level, then it's not buoyant. Then it actually weighs more than the environment. And I don't know how high it would be, but it would be very high.
Yeah.
It would be hard to say but remember, on the ground, it's buoyant. So it weighs nothing here. In other words, like fog. Fog is a cloud. It doesn't weigh anything. But you take that fog and lift it up to where it weighs more than the environment that it's in, and it's probably massively heavy. I mean, water, when you're talking about all that water vapor and all the particulate matter, it could weigh a lot. So that's something that I'll search. But either way, if someone asks you a way of getting around that question for your viewer is, on the ground, it weighs nothing. But if you go up to where the cloud is and lift it up higher, it can probably be a massive amount of weight.
Yeah, they guessed 1,000,000 pounds, so maybe they're right. All right,
I think you could lift it to 1,000,000, yes.
Yeah. Give us the forecast for the next 5 days, and then we'll let you get ready and all spiffy and get your makeup on for TV.
Oh, I don't wear makeup, do I?
You
so
don't?
Do you want the real? Yes, I do. Do you want the real forecast? Or do you want what I wish would happen so I could win this bet?
We better take the real one.
Okay. All right. All right. So we're expecting, cloud cover tonight, maybe a sprinkle. Sorry, Dancing Farmer, but maybe a sprinkle tonight. Very low chance, 10 to 20%. Then temperatures warm up. We'll be in the low 80s as we get into Wednesday. Mid-80s, around low to mid-80s on Thursday with sunshine. Friday and Saturday, mid-80s at least. If I'm lucky, maybe there's just going to be a warm spell that'll get O'Hare into the 90s. Probably not going to happen, but mid-80s there. A chance for rain as we get into the end of the weekend, but really nice weather here. That cool snap is done. We are going to be warmer than normal starting tomorrow for the rest of the week.
All right. Demetrius Ivory, we're watching you on TV tonight.
Thank you. Let me get my makeup on.